Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hey, hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday. Hope you're well. Thought I'd do this live in my sexy running gear here just to show off my shoulders because I quite like my shoulders. I've always liked my shoulders. So I wanted to talk about being triggered. So just let me share this to my group. If you're not in it, Awaken Rebels, come join us. And also to wherever else I want to share it. I can't even think where I want to share it at. But anyone jumping on, come say hello, hello. Let's just share that now to my, oh, hi Raquel, sharing a group. So I'm just going to share it to Awakened Rebels. I don't think there's anywhere else that I want to share it actually. So yeah, so I'm in my sexy running gear at the moment. I've just done 6 miles this morning. I seem to have like upped my mileage a lot. Like last year I was doing loads and loads of, like 3 mile runs, like 5Ks, but I ended up going out more, and now I've just up my mileage to like 5 or 6 miles a day, like 3 or 4 days a week. I used to do marathons and everything like that. So yeah, and I actually prefer, it's weird, like I actually prefer the longer distances in a weird kind of way or something. So just let me get my face off the screen, because it's weird when you're like watching a video on your laptop as well. But I wanted to talk about being triggered today, because this is something that is very, like, the word triggered is kind of like thrown around a lot. Oh, Fran's here. Hi, Fran. The word triggered is thrown around a lot in the spiritual community. And I'm just going to go all in with my energy right now and what I need to say on the subject of being triggered. So let me get my video back up on my laptop, because I can't remember what I said. Hey Fran, do you like my sexy running gear? I've done 6 miles this morning. But yeah, the word triggered and the concept of being triggered seems to scare the shit out of a lot of people. Like, oh my fucking God, I can't get triggered. Like, why are you triggering people? What is it all about and everything? And there's this thing, there's this concept in, I've done 12 miles so far this week, Fran. I'm going to do another 6 or 12 this week. I don't know. But there's this concept, especially in the spiritual community, where people are scared to get triggered. And I never know why my computer, my phone suddenly like goes like, really weird or whatever. People are scared to get triggered, and I've seen it in, like, I see through bullshit and I see through illusions and I see through ego in everybody. So, and I call people out on that. Yes, me too, Raquel, it's nice. Sometimes I go down by the river where I live, and I will call people out on that, on the bullshit that people are masquerading as with their energy and their ego. Because the thing is, a lot of people are stuck in ego programming. They're stuck with shadow programming. Literally, ego and shadows are ruling your fucking life right now, basically. And especially in the spiritual community, like, I love spiritual people. I am very spiritual. I am very woo. I fucking love it. that there is a lot of bullshit in the spiritual community, and a lot of this, you know, the whole Love and Light Brigade. No disrespect if you're part of the Love and Light Brigade, but I don't do Love and Light because I think it's a way of spiritual bypassing, personally. That's my take on it. But in the spiritual community or any kind of area, there's a lot of fear, which is ego, remember. There's a lot of fear around being triggered. I've seen people writing posts like, oh my God, you can't write about how you trigger people. My energy triggers people, and I'm not going to apologize for that. If I trigger you, then good, because my energy is doing what it's supposed to do. That's who I am. That's what my soul came here for. Exactly, Tammy, there's a lot of fucking fear. And I see it in the spiritual community where people say things like, you can't talk about triggering people. It needs to be so love and light, and you need to like hold people's hands and like basically like stroke the fucking ego all the time. And tell me, and it's just, it doesn't work like that. If you are scared of being triggered, then you are saying no to your soul's growth, because I trigger you. I do, whether you work with me or not, whether you jump on my live streams, whether you read my blog posts, whether you watch, you know, I don't know, read whatever I post on social media. If I trigger you in any kind of way, then good, because that is what my energy is designed to do. And this live, like, it's been like going around in my head a little bit. Come say hi when you're jumping on so I can shout you out. It's been going around in my head whilst I was out running earlier. I received a message from somebody yesterday, well, in the middle of the night, I was asleep, who was quite abrupt, quite rude, quite like, where the fuck did that kind of come from kind of energy about myself and somebody else, and saying, you know, some things about like the energy that we put out there, yeah, you know, who we are in the online space and everything. And I was like, fuck, you are massively fucking triggered, girl. Really? Not me, her. I couldn't give a shit. But the fact that she, I mean, because I didn't respond, because I was asleep, she then wrote another message about people being like too out there and like back, like dictators or whatever the fuck she says, and then blocked me. And I was just like, oh my God, you were fucking triggered. Whatever has triggered you, then that is huge. Like, she blocked me and this other girl. I couldn't even respond. And I just find it hilarious. I really do. People are scared. I'm just talking about that message that I sent you. People are scared to get triggered. Now, the fact that this girl messaged me and said all this weird kind of stuff and like out there, I was like, whoa, what the fuck have you been doing tonight to like get your like your I don't know, your knickers in a twist or something like that. And then she, yeah, and then blocks me, so I can't respond. The fact that I have triggered her, and the fact that this other girl, Eva, who's on now, has triggered her in some way, is, you have to accept, if somebody's triggering you, if somebody is like riling up your ego and you're like, oh my God, I can't stand this person. She's a fucking bitch. What's she saying? Who is she? What's she doing? Blah, blah, blah. Then that is something that you have to work on. That is something that your ego is calling you out on. It's something that your soul is calling you out on. I am writing a book, Antoine. Thank you. It's something that your soul is calling you out on. If you are, if you're getting triggered, when we get triggered, it's our ego that is getting triggered. It's the human that is getting triggered. It's not our soul. Our soul fucking knows. It knows what the shit is. It really does. It's the human and it's the ego that's getting triggered. So if somebody is causing some kind of reaction within you, that gets your ego up. And a lot of time people don't recognize that it is ego that is coming up and getting fired up. And you're like, oh my God, like she said this and I hate her and who is she and whatever it is. That is you getting triggered, and that is a sign from your soul that, girl, you need to work through this shit so that you don't get triggered by this again. Yeah, exactly, Tammy. Like, a lot of us awake and, yeah, get intimidated, misread and whatever, and still stuck in ego and everything. And obviously there's nothing wrong with ego. We're human. We're always going to have ego, every single one of us, till the day that we die. You know, we are human. But it's about recognizing when your ego is talking to you. And your ego is a sneaky fucker. It really is a sneaky fucker. And it creeps around with this shadow programming that is running in the background, like this glitch in the system. And you're going about your day and you're getting pissed off with what people say in the online space or what they say on TV. You're getting pissed off by how somebody looks, by how somebody shows up, by what they don't do or what they do do. In some way, you're getting irritated and pissed off by those sort of things. That is getting triggered. And I feel like in the spiritual community especially, it is a sneaky fucker either. It really is. Like, it runs rampant, like this little glitch in the system. In the sneaky fucker community, could be a sneaky fucker community, who cares? In the spiritual community especially, there's always like kind of like the love and light brigade. And no disrespect to anyone who uses that term, I fucking hate that term. I just think it's a load of spiritual bypassing. I do. But people get scared and be like, oh my god, you can't talk about triggering people. Oh my god, you can't say that. Like, you have to cheer people on and you have to say this and you have to do this or whatever. But that's just bypassing the whole point of what like a spiritual journey is and what your soul growth is, really. Because you're not allowing your soul to get, your ego, to get triggered, because your soul knows anyway. It does. And that's why you're always guided to certain people or certain things or certain situations. It's your soul who's guiding you there. But if you're not allowing yourself to get triggered, or you're buying into the bullshit that people are putting out there in the online space saying, we cannot talk about being triggered. Oh my God, you're such a bitch because you're triggering people. Like, seriously, get over yourself, really. Because like, it's a good thing. It really is. Tammy says, ego is so multifaceted. So many people still consider ego to be about thinking you're always right. Yeah, exactly, Tammy, totally. Like, ego is like a whole different kettle of fish. Like, when you start to understand the ego and you start to understand like the human element and everything. And then Raquel said, fine, get triggered with people I work with. Yeah, exactly. So that's something that you have to look at as well. If something is triggering you, then it's something that is, I don't really like the word healed or unhealed or something, because especially when people talk about like, I just need to keep on healing. Well, how much fucking healing are you going to do? You're going to be healing until the day you die. Like, seriously, like, you need to get over that. Like, it's not about like healing constantly. Yeah, if there's something that is within you that is getting triggered in some kind of way, then you've got work to do. You've got something to go to, like your shadow programming or whatever it is, to have a look at why that's coming up for you. But you don't need to keep on fucking healing it for the rest of your life. Exactly, either. Totally. But like, the fact that I received this, man, honestly, it's hilarious. It's like, what the fuck happened to her last night? Like, really? Like, and that's after commenting on a post of mine where I called some people out for like, you know, the shit business tactics. So it just surprised me that somebody could get so triggered and then like block me and everything like that. I'm just like, I'm cool with it. I couldn't give a shit. It's fine. But people, What irritation, Raquel, like what with people, with what you just mentioned about the work ethic, just let me know in the comments. But people are scared to be triggered and they're holding back. And that's the thing, like by holding back and not allowing things to come into your life, not allowing like reactions to come up in your life in some kind of way, then you're just holding back from your soul's growth and you're just delaying who you really are. Because it's a good thing to get triggered. Okay, so yeah, the irritation. Yeah, so the irritation is whatever is irritating. Is it who they're being or who they're not being? Is it because you have certain standards that you want to see, which means that you need to look at yourself about why you're holding those standards and everything? Because a lot of the time, like we ego runs a show a lot of the time, like as we are human. And if there's something that's pissing us off within somebody else, and sometimes it's a sign that they have a quality that we want and that we're jealous of that they have it, or it's something that we don't have yeah, it's something that we don't have within us that, yeah, that we do want, or it's something that we were maybe conditioned to believe when we're growing up that we have to be a certain way. For example, when I used to be in a job, like, it used to irritate the fuck out of me. Like, I can be very OCD. So like when somebody's not doing a job right, I'm like, oh my God, like, you need to do it right. And but that for me, it's like, it's then like, seriously, girl, like, let that control thing go. Like, you can't control everything, you can't. So it's like looking at what's going on within you and like why that is happening. But so many people are scared to get triggered and they'll go off on one. And the thing is though, like, if there's somebody, especially in the online space, because that's where we're at now, if there's somebody in the online space, like, there's somebody who triggers me, like a business entrepreneur, I'm just like, oh, do you know what I mean? Because like the way she goes about her business and the things that she does is things that I actually secretly want and that I admire, but it triggers me because I don't have that. So that's a sign for me to work on that. And that's the thing, like, that's why it's good to be triggered, because it shows you where to do the work, really. Raquel said, I hate that, I get upset. I'm a lead at work and I feel like I work hard and everyone. Yeah, but sometimes though, you've got to let go of the control. Like, why are you trying to control it? That's what I'd ask yourself, really. Yeah, exactly, Tammy. There's a lot of universal energy, yeah. And that's the thing, like, the more you fight it, the more you fight your spiritual growth, the more it comes knocking on your door. Like a big fucking 10-ton truck sometimes if you do ignore it. But yeah, like, you have to embrace getting triggered. You have to. It's how we grow, it's how your soul grows, because your soul knows who to connect you with. Like, the people that just randomly appear in your life is your soul inviting you to connect with their energy. The online entrepreneur who just drops into your life, you're just like, oh my fucking God, like, where has she been my entire life? Is there, because your soul has guided you to that person to maybe see the kind of work that she does or how she shows up, or the person who, I don't know, in the spiritual community, who just has a really out there message that kind of talks to you in some way, but you can't understand why. Go with it. Like, allow these things to come up in your life and allow yourself to get triggered, because that is how you grow. But if you're going out there and you're like, no fucking way, like, I cannot be triggered, like, fuck off, I'm just going to block every fucker out there and I'm not going to, you know, be triggered and like go away and I'm just going to be all fucking love and light and like bypass everything, then how the fuck do you expect to be enlightened? You can't. You might as well just sit with your ego and sit in fear and go home, basically, if you're not allowing yourself to get triggered. If you're just going to block everybody out there, or you're just going to like sit and bitch and moan about everybody and like why she said this and I don't know. And like, I had it last year with somebody who got triggered by me and then like unfriended me for no reason. Like, she was a really good friend, and then off she suddenly fucking disappeared. I'm like, okay, you got triggered. Like, and it's not a bad thing to say that you got triggered by somebody. I think there's a lot of people who think that it's almost like a sign of weakness. That's just your ego again, remember. Like, it's a sign of weakness if you are getting triggered, to say, oh my God, like, I was massively triggered by that person. Well, good. Like, it's fine. Like, it's good to be triggered. But if you're going to go out and be some kind of like pompous twat, basically, and be like, oh, I don't get triggered, and I just sit here on my fucking high horse, and I don't get triggered, and I'm just gonna like go along with my ego, or whatever, then you're being a pompous twat, basically, and you're not allowing your soul to grow. You're not. So you might as well just get over it and get over your own bullshit, really, because it's just, honestly, like, people are scared, and like, my energy triggers people, the work I do triggers people. That is what my soul came here for. It's who I am. So if I stop triggering people and if I tone down my energy, then I'm not doing my soul's work. I'm not allowing my soul to show up. Why the fuck would I do that? Why the fuck would I buy into other people and everything? Good vibes fucking out. Exactly, Eva, exactly. But like, if you're, I think that the way I see it, like, this is like, as an empath and like intuitive psychic and everything, like, I do feel into the energy and like the collective energy. And like Tammy just mentioned before about there's like a lot of shifts happening with people at the moment. There is. Like, there's a lot of people who, not so much waking up. Love and light, don't sing naked in a minute. Oh, don't. Seriously. Like, there's a lot of people waking up right now. There is. But there's a lot of people who have been awake for a while who are getting called to go to that next level. And the next level means growth. And it means up-leveling to a level that you've never been at before. But you cannot just step into that level and be like, oh, hey, bitches, I'm here. Like, you have to allow yourself to remove the masks that are blocking you from that next level. Remove the layers and the masks and the bullshit that you are hiding behind, because we all have masks. And connect deeper with that authentic self level, like removing the false self mask. And that is how you go to that next level. That's why there's a lot of people at the moment who are like, oh, what the fuck's going on? Like, I thought it was fine. I'm like happy dancing on my spiritual journey and everything. Now suddenly all this shit's happening in my life, and people are coming into my life, and things are being said in the online space that's like triggering me or anything like that. Hey, Melly, and whatever. It's because we're being called as a collective to stop messing around, like to start stepping up and stepping into our truth and stepping into our journey and stepping into our purpose and everything. And you cannot complete your, you know, we're all here with a soul mission. We're all here with a soul's purpose. And you cannot undertake that if you're allowing yourself to be kept small. And you're keeping yourself small if you're not allowing yourself to be triggered and allowing your growth to kind of come through, because that is how we all grow. It is. And so many of us, like, especially those that are like, I have a big fucking purpose in this life, a big mission. Like, I talk about it a lot. Like, seriously, I do. And it used to scare the crap out of me. I'm like, oh my fucking God, like that's huge. And there's a lot of other people who are like that, who are stepping into themselves now, but they're so scared to step in, you as a collective are so scared to step into your truth and so scared to step into your purpose because you're worried about pissing people off. But that is your ego talking again. It's your shadow programming that is running rampant like a little sneaky fucking glitch in the background that is stopping you from growing. If you're here with a bigger mission, you're here with a bigger purpose, you're here to like really speak your truth and be potent as fuck with your truth, then you have to play bigger and you have to allow yourself to get triggered, because that is how you grow. You cannot grow to that next level if you're not allowing things to come up, because when things come up and they kind of like irritate us in a certain way, there's a quality about somebody that irritates us, or there's an action that they do that irritates us, or just their very presence that irritates us, then what is it about that person that irritates you? Why are you getting irritated by them? And then understand where that's coming from. And it's not about sitting there and fucking healing until like the day you die. Thank you, Melly. I'm preaching. Maybe it's a run earlier, I don't know. It's not about like sitting and like, oh, I'm going to be all fucking love and light and like heal and heal my shit until the day I die. No. Because if you're still healing the same fucking wound, the same thing that is going, then you are not doing a very good job of healing. If you're healing it for the rest of your life, you're not doing a very good job of it. I think she was just knowing I need to make sure. Yeah, exactly, Raquel. Like, look at it that way, definitely. But like, so many people get caught up in this concept that they cannot, like, it's almost like it's a weakness. It's a sign of weakness that, oh my God, like, she really triggered me. Like, what? Good. Embrace that. That's the sign that your soul is ready for growth. But if you're going around with your blinkers on like a horse or whatever, and you're not allowing things to trigger you, or you're not embracing it, or whatever it is, and you're sticking your head, you're basically sticking your head in the sand, and you're not allowing yourself to grow, and your soul is knocking on the door, and it's constantly knocking on that fucking door, and it's trying to get you to wake the fuck up and to move to that next level. But if you're just going to get like, oh my God, like she's such a bitch and I can't do this and who is she and like how dare she say that or whatever, and I'm just going to block these fuckers out of my space, then you might as well just go home, really, and like just not show up. White horse running naked through the meadows. Yes, Eva, skipping along with unicorn droppings and fairy dust. Exactly. With little imps and gnomes and whatever. Totally. And like the thing is that we're all different. We're all like, we're all here for different reasons. Like for those of us that are in the spiritual community that are here to I'm a black horse as well, even a black sheep or whatever. Like those of us that are here in the spiritual community who are waking up right now or who have been awake for a while, like we're here to shift the collective consciousness, and that comes from us all being different. Like it's not fun if everyone is the same, is it really? That's just boring. If everyone was the same, then that's just a boring way of living. It's good to have like a difference of opinions. It's good to have exactly, with no light, no darkness. Exactly, it's all about balance. If somebody has a different opinion to you, then embrace it. If somebody, I don't know, like when I went vegetarian last year, I say vegetarian, I'm more like flexitarian because I did have some chorizo last night just because my daughter had some. I was like, oh, it looks fucking awesome, I'm going to have some. So I'm kind of flexitarian. My ex-sister-in-law got on her high horse about the fact that I wasn't vegan and she'd only just transitioned to being vegan. It doesn't matter. Like, be whoever the fuck you want to be. But just because somebody's different to you doesn't mean that they are not to be accepted, or because they have a different opinion or whatever. Like if there's a different opinion that is coming up and it irritates you, a flexitarian, yes. if there's a different opinion that is coming up then and it irritates you in a certain way, then ask yourself, why are you getting irritated by it? Because that means that there's something there that you need to work on and get, you know, if you're getting triggered, then good. But if you're refusing to understand why somebody is triggering you and you're just going to stick your head in the sand and be like, oh my god, she's such a bitch, I'm just like, I don't want to deal with this person anymore, I'm just going to block them out of my life and I'm just going to go about my life, then you're doing a disservice to your soul. Totally you are, because like that is how you grow. Yeah, probably, I don't know, she's a bitch anyway. And I can say that because she is. And it's, yeah, but there we are. That's another story. A soon to be ex family, soon once the divorce comes through. But yeah, it's like you're exactly, Marilee, that's what I've been saying. Yeah, like you learn so much more about yourself when you are getting triggered. Is that why? Yeah. Like you do learn so much more. You do. And like I know that I used to be scared of admitting when somebody was triggering me, because I was listening to the bullshit in the spiritual community, like the Love and Light Brigade, that were like, oh my god, it's like you can't get triggered or whatever, like why not? And I actually toned down my, hi Lisa, yeah exactly Lisa, exactly, I actually toned down my energy and my soul's genius and my soul's work in order to fit in with the Love and Light Brigade, that don't, like, it's not my work. I'm not here for the Love and Light. I'm here for the fucking dark. Like, my soul is, like, dark genius and everything. But I toned down my message and I toned down my energy, I remember last year, in order to fit in, because I was worried. I was almost, like, apologetic that I was triggering people. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sorry if I trigger you right now. Like, I kind of, like, don't do bullshit. I don't do sugarcoating. I kind of like call you out on your bullshit. So I'm really sorry if I trigger you. It's just kind of like seriously, like what a fucking wet lettuce that is. Do you know what I mean? Like apologizing for the very thing that my soul is here to do. And you're just like, why am I doing that? Why am I buying into other people's ego? Because that's what I was doing. I was totally buying in to other people's ego about why I couldn't be myself and why I couldn't turn my energy up. Yes, to the darkness. Hi, Andrew. And yeah, it's just like, what are you apologizing for in your life? Like, why are you apologizing? Why are you scared to show up as yourself? Why are you scared and almost like tiptoeing around, worried about triggering somebody or being seen as a bitch or being seen as just a not very nice person or whatever, and you're tiptoeing around, you're worried about sharing your truth and you're worried about sharing your soul, you're worried about sharing your entire purpose and your message and everything like that. That's you buying into other people's ego, totally. If you're not showing up as yourself and you're scared to show up as yourself and you're scared to put your entire fucking message and your entire energy out there, then you're buying into everybody else's ego, and you just, you might as well just go home, really. If you're going to buy into other people's ego, you might as well just go home. Or You can allow yourself to be triggered by people, and you can allow them to come into your life and be like, oh my God, what a bitch. Like, oh, that like really irritates me and whatever. Why is it irritating you? Why? Ask yourself that and work through that. And don't be healing for the rest of your fucking life because that's just boring. But ask yourself why are you getting triggered and everything? Why? It's a good thing, definitely. Exactly, Tammy. Too many people in the spiritual community don't realize that we're all unique and have our own tiny part to play. Exactly. And if somebody says it's going to something completely resonate because the universal picture is far too big. Yeah, exactly. Like, we're all different. We all have our different qualities and we're all here for a different purpose as part of like the collective awakening, collective shift and everything. So we might as well just embrace being different. And if somebody's triggering you, then embrace it because that is how you grow. It's how your soul grows. And I don't apologize now for triggering people. I don't come across in that energy like, oh my God, I'm really sorry if I do trigger you, or I'm really sorry if I've said that, or it's just like how my energy is. Like, fuck no. I'm like, good. I'm glad because like that is me doing the work of my soul then. That is what I'm here for. But if you're not allowing yourself to get triggered, then you're not allowing yourself to grow, really. So you might as well just go home. But thank you so much for watching. I hope I triggered you in some way. I do, because I want you to start growing. I want you to like step into your soul's work and step into who you are and everything. And like stop allowing your ego to run the show and stop allowing the shadow programming to rule your life. Like a rampant little glitch in the system, because that's all it is. That's all that shadow program is doing, really. No worries, Raquel. So yeah, ask yourself why you're getting triggered and where it's coming from, and understand it. Don't be fucking healing for the rest of your life. God no, like nobody's got time for that. But understand it, and then move on from it and grow from it, and allow your soul to grow, because as you do, more experiences come in and you go to that next level and you embrace new experiences and you meet more people and you connect with different people and everything. But if you're not allowing yourself to get triggered, then you're just staying fucking small. You are, so you might as well just go home and just like shut shop basically and just not bother. Or you get triggered and you embrace it. You're like, exactly. So thank you so much for watching. And yeah, I'm going to no, crack on with my day of triggering people, maybe. So much love to you all. Bye bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.